It's time to get rolling on a big day. No superstition, just the truth as I see it. As I always told my mom, people are entitled to my opinion. Welcome to the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America on this Friday the 13th, 2019, September, of course. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, UAW officials are charged with embezzling union funds. You've got that going on. Number two, debate night in America. What did you learn from it? What came from it? Well, we'll talk about that. And number one, Muskegon has moved to fire the officer who had the Ku Klux Klan memorabilia in his home. Yes, all that KKK memorabilia in his home got Officer Charles Anderson fired from his job. Muskegon Police Officer Charles Anderson has been terminated by the Muskegon Police Department following an inquiry into racist memorabilia that was found inside of his home that was for sale. It was posted on social media. You may remember that. Part of this comes from M Live and part of it from the Muskegon Chronicle. Muskegon City Manager Frank Peterson on Thursday confirmed with both of those publications that Anderson was terminated Thursday after a disciplinary hearing concluded around 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Peterson said the city would not say much more on the matter, but he did say a redacted version of the inquiry report would be released to the public sometime this coming week. So we'll get to see the reason for the discipline. Now, keep in mind, this is an officer whose memorabilia, including like a Ku Klux Klan sheet, I guess I'd call that an application, as I look at it, was framed on the wall of his home. His home was for sale, and when people came through, including an African-American couple, they saw this, and they were shocked. He had a Confederate flags, vintage, and unsigned Klan applications. The man who came in and first saw it, Rob Mathis, posted it on Facebook. Muskegon Police Chief Jeffrey Lewis announced on August 27th that the department had completed the inquiry and that an executive summary would be provided to City Manager Frank Peterson, the Muskegon City Commission, and the City Attorney's Office. Muskegon officials began the inquiry after Muskegon resident Bob Mathis, who was searching for a home to buy, said he saw the flags, the Klan applications, and everything else inside during a tour of the home. The inquiry was meant to determine if Anderson, who is white, violated any city policies. Lewis gave a few details to other commissioners and said his department found no smoking gun, quote unquote. Some questions arose that we'd like to have further answered, he said. But I can tell you this, after reviewing this, and it was a quite lengthy investigation, what you saw on social media pretty much stands the way it is. He told commissioners that on the 27th of August, there was no smoking gun revealed to us or anything that shocked us. But commissioners met in a closed session on Tuesday to discuss personnel matters. A follow-up meeting was held on Thursday, yesterday. And a resolution to Anderson's case was finalized later yesterday. Anderson has been on the department since 1997, a decade ago. He was cleared in the wrongful shooting of an unarmed black man who an investigation found used Anderson's police radio and another object to beat him severely, hospitalized him. Muskegon County Prosecutor D.J. Hilson earlier told M Live in the Muskegon Chronicle that he will wait for the results of the city's inquiry before he decides on whether to reevaluate the 2009 shooting. Several activists and community members demanded swift action, an apology, and a lengthy review of Anderson's interactions with people of color. Such a review would include another look at the 2009 shooting of Julius Johnson. Mathis on Thursday told the papers that he was glad the city was moving forward in a positive direction. He also wanted to thank those who supported him and his wife, Raina, throughout the ordeal. Here's what he had to say. These Ku Klux Klan applications, flags, and other memorabilia are not, quote, indicative of people who should protect and serve our community. I'd be interested in your thoughts on that at SteveGruber.com. SteveGruber.com, the place to drop me a note on that and tell me what you think. Good move, bad move. We don't know why they went from no smoking gun to terminating the officer. That should come out in the information that is forthcoming. For all of the folks that have told you and I for years that they're never coming after your guns, I point your attention to the Democrat debates in Houston last night. the Democrat debates in Houston last night, I direct your attention that way. Because the Democrats have said for years, nobody's coming after your guns. Nobody's going to take your guns. It's just scare tactics put forth by conservatives and Republicans to get your vote. It'll never happen. Well, let's reevaluate that, shall we, after we hear bite number 9 of Beto O'Rourke from last night's debate. Here's bite 9, Beto O'Rourke in Houston, Texas, on the debate stage. Go.
You said, quote, Americans who own AR-15s and AK-47s will have to sell them to the government, all of them. You know the critics call this confiscation. Are you proposing taking away their guns, and how would this work?
I am. If it's a weapon that was designed to kill people on a battlefield, if the high-impact, high-velocity round, when it hits your body, shreds everything inside of your body because it was designed to do that so that you would bleed to death on a battlefield and not be able to get up and kill one of our soldiers. When we see that being used against children, and in Odessa, I met the mother of a 15-year-old girl who was shot by an AR-15, mm-hmm. and that mother watched her bleed to death over the course of an hour because so many other people were shot by that AR-15 in Odessa and Midland. There weren't enough ambulances to get to them in time. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
So there you have it. We're going to take your guns. We're proud of it. Now, what's weird about that is that last year, while running for Congress, Beto O'Rourke didn't say that. In fact, he said something quite a bit different last year running for Congress. It's bite number 7. Bite number 7 last year from Beto O'Rourke. Go.
I own an AR-15. A lot of our listeners own AR-15s. Why should they not have one?
To be clear, they should have them. If you purchase that AR-15, if you own it, keep it. Continue to use it responsibly.
So keep it or don't keep it? Keep it or don't? So there it is, confusion. By the way, when he talks about high-velocity rifles, the 223 is about 2,400 feet per second. There are lots of rifles in the sporting market that are far faster and far more powerful than a 223, which is what most of the AR-15 platforms are built on, right? I mean, you've got to understand that it's different. And if you look at just something like a 30-30, an old carbine rifle, right? A carbine rifle fires a bigger bullet, delivering 30% more foot-pounds of energy, if you care about math. Because a 223, to get the same energy, is firing a 55-grain bullet, so the bullet's almost three times as large. So the 30-30 is a far more powerful round. It's lever action. I get it doesn't take, the magazines that hold 25 rounds, so on and so forth. But, math matters, and people should just be able to figure it out and tell the truth. And so we try to keep it clear for you. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power.
September is weight loss and body contouring month at Wyckoff Wellness, and it's your chance to drop pounds, lose inches, save some money, and find the new you. In September, save 20% on their HCG and ketogenic weight loss programs and save 20% off Virju body contouring and cellulite reduction packages. Wyckoff Wellness is here to help you reach your weight loss and body contouring goals, and September is the best time to get started and save 20%. Call 517-333-7270 or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say. Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
Okay to Say can change that. Okay to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the Okay to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the Okay to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using Okay to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by Okay to Say and MAB.